The calculus today is not the same that our ancestors faced. And we'll discuss this further when we look at the Ellen Mikesen's Wood piece called A Manifesto for Global Capitalism, which I'm posting on the Embracing Global Goals, Scope, and Action. Becoming global actors, claiming the all. And I changed that last little bit to claiming the all because I wanted to distinguish it from, for instance, the Global Climate Summit, which I heard people call a global action. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm actually talking about the general strike. I mean, there could be planning sessions leading up to it, but I'm talking about society redesign. I'm talking about planning a different reality for ourselves and our children and all life, not based in our energy being at the disposal of the tiny few men who want to control it. So simply because you address a global threat in a massive demonstration, that's not the kind of global action that I'm hoping we begin doing very, very soon. I'm talking about coordinated withdrawal from this system. A coordinated, and the only thing that we can withdraw that's meaningful in terms of looking to a different world, a different future, is our energy, because it is the claiming of our energy by the few, which is defining of this system. Let's talk about that, please. Somebody? Somebody have courage over the airwaves. I know it'll mean you get kicked off. There has to be a way this happens bigger, these conversations. Okay, don't get me started on that. We know this. Broken record for real. So we're going to be looking at this issue further when we look at the Ellen, this issue of what the calculus is today in terms of what the struggle for nation means. Is that a progressive struggle? Is it a evolutionary struggle? What does it mean? And we're going to discuss it in more depth when we look at her piece, A Manifesto for Global Capitalism, which I'm posting on the Embracing Global Goals, Scope, and Action, Becoming Global Actors, Claiming the All page. But basically what I mean is that not only have the stakes become total, a predictable outcome of the unchecked voraciousness of power, but what I mean is that today power as a conscious actor directing events to an outcome it intends. That is to say, the fact that power is conscious and harbors totalitarian aims can be plainly seen. I don't care if we don't hear that over the airwaves. We know this is what's going on. All of us see that funding of fascist movements, the funding of killers to cause havoc. All of that expresses a plan behind it. I mean, these guys did not hoard all the resources of the planet, create bubble after bubble after bubble, and stash their dollars away in these mammoth piles in order to allow things to happen by happenstance. What happens has their hidden hand. And the vast majority of us on this wild ride called life underclass know it. Know it. Know that we're being manipulated by folks behind scenes. And for us, it's not about proving that. It's about getting busy and getting ourselves, our own world in place. One based in leisure for all. Freedom for all. And when we talk more about this issue of strategy and whether claiming nation is part of that overall strategy for for getting the world we want. We'll have a conversation about the importance of claiming leisure as the goal, not ownership of the productive forces. We'll talk more about it then. I don't want to lose too much the focus right now. So we can see this is what's going on. The fact that the power guys, the global statesmen, are organized. They make things bend to a planned set of limited possibilities for the vast majority. While on the other hand, our inheritance as life is open-ended, and our self-directed energy is needed to restore the earth to health and balance. And we see that to honor that health, that life, that balance, we must fight for possession not of a system, but of ourselves. I.e., we can see that the practice of keeping we the people leashed at a moment when doing so condemns all life to misery, that is the system that must be ended, not changed. You know, when I hear people over the airwaves say we need to change the system, I so want to have a conversation with them and ask them to define the system for me. Because that is not a system in which we can be free. You can't tinker with a system. You have to get it out of our lives. It's a insidious thing. That's why they call it a system. It's insinuated into everything. And you try to smother it at one point, it but crops up elsewhere. That's not a recipe for we the people ever being free, trying to change it. That's a recipe for more of, that's a recipe for handing this mess off down the road to our children and theirs at a moment when we don't have to. And that means we have to step up and take that responsibility on for ourselves. That is the system which corrals us and commands our human energy, is the system that must be ended, not changed. And today, we definitely have the means to do it. When the structure doesn't allow us to be human beings, compels self-violation and the betrayal of life, then we have not just the right, but the responsibility to abolish it. By definition, we cannot pursue happiness when we are betraying our own humanity. We cannot pursue happiness if we cannot pursue our humanity. And manufactured scarcity compels, in compelling our submission to those who monopolize the means, manufactured scarcity compels the violation of our humanity.